Well, after around an hour and a half of trade on Monday, we've got the Australian share market, as expected, in negative territory. The ASX 200, in fact, is down by around 0.25%. So it puts an end to a four-day winning streak for our market. But mind you, we're still within around 0.5% of an all-time high, which we were very close to hitting late last week. But the banks were the major drivers of the market higher last week. But today is a very different story. A bit of profit-taking, perhaps, with the big four actually down by as much as 1.5%. National Bank currently leading that decline. So big four banks combined are essentially accounting for the majority of the market's losses today. Outside of that, we've got a number of stocks reporting today, but three of the big names include QBE Insurance, Brambles and Bendigo and Adelaide Bank. Mixed results from these big three, but all have decided to reduce their dividend payments to investors. Starting with QBE though, its shares are actually lifting despite that decision, despite a relatively weak headline result. The company has actually maintained its guidance for the future, so that seems to be helping. Still, its dividend is smaller at 27 cents per share compared to 28 cents last year, and it also has halved its franking credits from 60% to 30%. So that basically means a drop in the tax benefits from the group from the dividend. Brambles, the pallet company, has seen its net profit decline by 13%, but that had more to do with one-offs than anything else. Basically, it sold its reusable plastic containers business last year, and that boosted that result. But if you don't include that, profits were actually up. It also has raised its guidance for the future, so that seems to be largely offsetting its decision to cut its dividend. And finally, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, which is Australia's fifth largest retail bank, has come out with its results. Cash profit down 2% to about $215 million. But there were a few positives in here. One is that the actual margins improved in a difficult environment, jumping up by 2 basis points to 2.37%. As I mentioned earlier, the dividend is reduced though at 31 cents per share, and it has also entered a trading halt. So at the moment, in the process of raising about $300 million from investors to help strengthen its balance sheet, doing so at a 9% discount to its last traded share price on Friday. And it's also raising about 5.5% of its capital. So that could have an impact on its shares when it resumes trade. The Aussie dollar finally, currently sitting at about 67.1 US, and that's weaker.